It's Tiger Daniel, 98.5 The Bull. Joining me on the phone is Daniel. How are you this morning, buddy?
I am good.
Would you think you might know the sound of moolah by any chance?
That's familiar, but I can't. I mean, we'll see.
All right, one second here.
It's time to win cash with Tig and Daniel and the sound of moolah on 98.5 The Bull.
All right, Daniel, here's that sound. One more time. Daniel, are you prepared to guess the sound of moolah?
I think so.
What is your guess, please?
Is it a cassette tape rewinding?
Is it a cassette tape rewinding? Daniel, that is not it. That's a heck of a guess, though. That's not it. Now we have to add $50 to the jackpot. It was $350. It is now worth how much, Daniel?
$400.
$400. Your next chance at 810 on 98.5 The Bull.
Thank you.
It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel. Now we enter our bull fight. And this is for Brantley Gilbert. Got two contestants, Daniel.
We do. Let me introduce you to Aaron on line one, Sarah on line two. Aaron, how are you this morning? What do you do for a living?
I'm good. I am a behavioral health coach for a mental health facility.
All right. And Sarah on line two, what do you do for a living, Sarah?
Hello. I am working at a realty company.
Oh, really? Do you have any houses you'd like us to go look at right now?
Not off the top of my head. I just do administrative work.
Oh, I hear you. All right, guys, enough tomfoolery. Let's get down to business this morning. Up for grabs, tickets to see Brantley Gilbert. He's going to be at the Cove inside River Spirit Casino on May 9th. And I'm sure you guys would love to go see Brantley Gilbert. So may the best person win. Am I right, Tig?
I think so. Let's see who is victorious.
All right. Today, just a general knowledge trivia quiz. We'll start with you, Aaron. You were the first to get through. What is the opposite of a carnivore?
Herbivore.
Herbivore is correct. Sarah, what type of animals were the subject of the movie Happy Feet?
Penguins.
Penguins is correct. Aaron, we'll move on. What fictional character has been portrayed by Eartha Kitt, Michelle Pfeiffer, Halle Berry, and Anne Hathaway?
Catwoman.
Catwoman is correct. Sarah, who is the princess of the Mushroom Kingdom?
Peach.
Princess Peach is correct. Aaron, what is the name for a jury that cannot come up with a unanimous decision?
A jury.
Hung.
What's that now?
A hung jury?
Hung jury is correct. Sarah, your question. What character in the Star Wars universe was criticized for having a Jamaican accent?
I don't know that one.
Jar Jar Binks. Aaron, what car company is led by Elon Musk?
Tesla.
Tesla is correct. Sarah, in what city would you find Notting Hill?
I don't know that one either.
That would be London. And with that, Aaron has defeated Sarah in the 98.5 The Bull fight. Oh, my gosh. Well, you're going to go see Brantley Gilbert at the Cove inside River Spirit Casino on May 9th. Guys, do me one last favor and give me three numbers and an animal.
98.5 The Bull.
The Bull.
Well, Daniel, you know that I had worked in New York, and you worked in New York, and I worked for David Letterman for a moment, and he used to do a bit called Brush with Greatness, and he would want to hear what celebrities you had met, and people would say, oh, I ran into Ronald Reagan at the grocery store. You had this experience here in Tulsa just within 24 hours ago.
It was such a surreal day for me yesterday. I went to Tina's and had those wedge salads with your wife. And let me tell you, this wedge salad at Tina's Cocktail Lounge might be my favorite dish in Tulsa.
Really?
Do you not love wedge salads? I just love them.
I don't dislike them, but I've never been, like, obsessed with them.
You got to try one. So okay. We had the wedge salad. And then on Sundays at Mercury Lounge, there's a pretty big, they call it Bluegrass Brunch. And there's always a ton of people out there. So we walked over from Tina's across the street to Mercury Lounge. And there at Mercury Lounge, also a surreal day because Ethan Hawke was in there. And also a guy was walking around with a skunk. Not Ethan Hawke, but there was just skunk there. And I couldn't tell you who was more popular to be spotted at Mercury Lounge. Was it Ethan Hawke or the skunk?
Ethan Hawke's been in tons of movies. What was he in? Of stuff, right?
He's been in like 70 movies.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to tell you, I was more impressed with the skunk, seeing the skunk there. This skunk was just laying its head on this guy's shoulder, and people were walking up petting this thing. It was so soft. And, you know, how attention-starved are you to go out to the bar and take a skunk with you?
So
let me tell you, if you want to meet people, take a skunk with you anywhere.
Step back here.
Mm-hmm.
You went to a bar yesterday.
Yeah, Ethan Hawke and a skunk was there.
Ethan Hawke and a skunk were there.
Right.
You got some life, dude.
And then part of me is like, I was like, uh-oh, you know, is this real? Like, didn't you say you one time when a celebrity walked in the room, I think it was Matt Dillon?
Mm-hmm.
And you almost had a panic attack because you felt like it was surreal.
Yeah, I saw a celebrity out in public, and I thought that I was imagining it, like I was hallucinating.
Yeah.
And I got freaked. But it turned out to be true. Did you have that experience?
You know, I was a little bit like, this is so strange to me. But thank God the skunk was there, so it kind of took away the attention from Ethan Hawke being there. In fact, I think Ethan Hawke appreciated there being a skunk there as a distraction for him.
Because he didn't want to be, you know, too bothered.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be inundated. But when that skunk came in, everybody rushed over to pet the skunk, and Ethan Hawke was allowed to go about his normal business there at the Mercury Lounge.
I'm a huge dork, and the way I think about something like that is there's 8 billion human beings on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
How many of them have seen Ethan Hawke and a skunk at once?
Only the people at Mercury Lounge yesterday. And what celebrity would have to walk into the room for you to really just be floored? Because we've been in this business a while. I think we've interviewed just about everybody in country music. I think the only person that would really, like, intimidate me at this point would be, like, I think Dolly Parton might.
Mm.
Who would it be for you?
I would say any former sitting president.
Oh, a president. Well, yeah, we've never interviewed a president, have we?
No. I mean, that would be, like, I don't care who it is, Democrat, Republican. Those people were the most powerful people on earth for their time in office. So that, to me, I mean, if I saw, I don't care who it is, that would probably rattle me.
That would get you? Good.
Yeah. But you saw Ethan Hawke and a skunk, so that's not
that's
bad.
True. Yeah, I would rather, meet another skunk again if I get a chance.
All right, Dana, we keep adding money to the jackpot and no correct answer on the Sound of Moolah yet.
I don't know if you missed it earlier, but Daniel called in and he guessed it was a cassette tape rewinding, which I thought was a pretty good guess.
Let's hear it. In 3, 2, 1. Yeah, I hear that totally.
100%. On Friday, Mandy guessed electric toothbrush. That was incorrect. Thomas guessed slot machine. And Gail guessed money counter. All of those incorrect. So now we're up to $400 on the Sound of Moolah.
And if we don't win it here at 8:10, which is only 4 or 5 minutes away, we add money to the jackpot, and we keep playing until somebody guesses it right if you've never listened to the show.
That's right. And what are we, about 5 minutes out here? Play it one more time for us.
In 3, 2, 1.
What is that?
What is that?
Like, I hear also something in the background. Is that somebody talking?
Yeah, let's listen to it. Like, it sounds like when you recorded the sound, somebody was talking. You want to hear it one more time?
One more time. I'm really, like, squinting here trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
Anyway, that sound is worth $400, and get it right. You're going to get all that money.
We'll get to that right after. You want to play Kenny Chesney?
Yes, play.
All right, Kenny Chesney first, and then we get to that sound worth $400. This It's Ty Gandino on 98.5 The Bull. Good morning, guys.
It's time to win cash with Ty Gandino and the sound of Moolah on 98.5 The Bull.
Well, the sound of Moolah is worth $400. I can't think of a better way to start a work week off than winning $400. Can you, Ty?
Pretty good, especially on, I won't even mention the day, but, you know, they kind of stink. But if you had money, that would be fantastic. Who do we have with us?
We have, what is your name? I forgot it. I'm sorry.
Brandy.
Okay, I'm sorry. I got distracted. Brandy, what do you do for a living?
I do insurance.
And you say you and your daughter have been playing the sound of Moolah. She's helping you to try to make your guess here. So what happens if you get the sound of Moolah correct? How are you going to split the money with her?
I'm going to share it towards cheer and may take her shopping.
All right. Tig, were you a cheerleader in high school as well?
No, because I'm not strong. I can't, like, push people up in the air and stuff like that. So, No, I never made it.
Well, you could be being the one lifted. I mean, not these days, but back in the day, maybe you could have been
lifted
up into the
air. They never selected me for the cheer squad.
Really?
Okay, yeah.
Well, what's your daughter's name?
Haley.
All right, Haley and Brandy here been playing together. That's what we like to hear when families join together to try to identify the sound of Moolah. Tyke's going to play it one more time for you. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Here we go.
And are you guessing your own answer, or is this more from your daughter, what she thinks it is?
This is all her. This is all her, what she thinks it is.
All her. Okay. All right. So here's our sound in 3, 2, 1. One more time.
What is that? All right, Brandy. Well, enough tomfoolery. Let's get down to business. Are you prepared to guess the sound of Moolah?
Yes.
Brandy, what is your guess play?
She thinks it's a fidget spinner.
Is it a fidget spinner? That's exactly what it is. It was a fidget spinner, and that just netted you $400. What in the world are you going to do with $400? You've got to give this all to your daughter, I think.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I'm gonna cry.
What are you? Tears of joy. That's what we like to hear.
Absolutely. Oh, I wish she was with me. Oh, done.
I mean, I wish we could call her. Should we call the principal's office? Maybe get her out of class.
Say this is important. She's so smart. Oh my gosh.
Well, she's certainly got a good
she
ear.
Knew it.
Man. So this must be an improvement for your Monday morning. You know, normally Mondays aren't that great, but you know, get $400 for breakfast, pretty good.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I can't breathe.
Oh, well, don't not breathe.
Good Lord.
Oh, this is so exciting.
Well, it's very exciting news. We will now have to debut a brand new sound coming up. Tig, I think we might be out of sounds.
Well, we got one.
Do we have one?
Well, remember, you and I had a discussion about this one
I
sound.
I don't know. That sound to me is too controversial, the next sound. I would almost like to play it for Brandy, but...
Can you play it?
I don't know, man. I don't know if we can go with that one or not. We're now going to have to run around the office here in a panic and determine... At 9:10, this brand new sound.
I have a prediction, Brandy. You got that sound. I have a prediction about this next sound. It's either going to be the easiest one you've ever gotten or the hardest thing in the world to get. We can't figure it out. Me and Daniel have had meetings about this next sound. I think we ought to do it, Daniel. I mean, what the heck? Who cares?
I mean, it's too controversial of a sound.
Do you have the sound up?
Hang on. Give me about 10 seconds here. I can pull it up.
All right. So this is what we're considering for the next sound because Brandy just got the... fidget spinner. And I mean, there's like a lot of contention in the office whether or not we should even do this sound, which kind of makes it more exciting in my mind, but let's see if we can get it up.
All right, here it is.
All right. Ain't nobody gonna get that.
Oh my gosh.
That's like a $5,000 sound.
I don't really like that sound. It makes me uncomfortable. One more time here. Okay. It's too quiet.
Yeah, I can fix it up.
All right. Well, listen, Brandy, congratulations. Give our best to your daughter. We love it when families play together. I think she's going to be so thrilled. I wish that we could call her right now and let her know that you just picked up $400. But we'll let you take it away. Why don't you just announce to your daughter, and maybe she can listen on the podcast, the Tiger and Daniel Show podcast. Just let her know that you're going to be bringing that $400 home.
Absolutely. We'll do that.
Go ahead. Do it right now. Take the floor.
And tell her what? I lost my train of thought. Sorry, what?
Just say, hey, what was your daughter's name, by the
Haley?
Way?
Haley.
Haley. Just say, Haley, I'm bringing home $400 because I won the Sound of Moolah.
Thanks to you.
That's right. Haley, Sister Lou, we did it.
They did
it. We did the Sound of Moolah.
Do me one last favor, and Brandy, give us three numbers and an animal.
98.5 The Bull.
98.5 The Bull Weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
It's 98.5 The Bull. Hey, good morning there, Daniel.
Tig, as you know, I've been doing I'm having like a little bit of a 80s summer here in my new look. 80s for the ladies, curls for the girls. I'm growing out my hair into a bit of a mullet. And very exciting news. You'll be happy to know, Tig, that tomorrow, Adam Orr at Orr Salon is going to give me a mullet touch-up.
So your haircut guy is going to kind of fix you up more?
Touch it right up, buddy. And big news, I hear now your son wants to also grow a mullet along with me.
He does?
That's what I hear.
I haven't heard that yet.
You will start to see now. I am the wind beneath Tulsa's wings. You will start to see mullets everywhere. A very unfamiliar sight in Oklahoma. We'll all have mullets together. So now you've got to do one too.
You think you're so important that people will follow your lead on
this? I'm the Kim Kardashian of Tulsa, or the Paris Hilton.
Are you?
Yeah.
You are?
I was very excited to hear that your son wanted to grow one. I couldn't believe it.
So you're growing a mullet. Mm-hmm. And by the way, can I ask some personal questions?
Sure.
You're growing a mullet right now.
Correct.
Have you noticed ladies taking interest in this? Or
100%.
Really?
I was out in my yard yesterday, and just me showing up out there with this mullet, birds are flying around, like landing in my yard, squirrels. It's almost like I'm a Disney princess. Animals are coming out of the woodwork. Cats, squirrels, birds are showing up more. I'm telling you, life is great with a mullet.
How does your mom feel about this?
I don't think she's seen it yet. Mm. She hasn't seen it yet.
She'll disown you.
No. Listen, you got to grow one of these, buddy. It's my good luck charm.
You got to grow a mullet?
You got to grow a mullet. You want to have a happy life, you got to grow your mullet out a little bit.
All right, well.
Why don't you do it?
I'm not that kind of guy.
What do you mean?
I'm more like your tax attorney. Look, like I don't have that kind of hair. I don't do that.
Well, because you've never grown it out. I've known you for 20 years. I've never seen your look vary at all. There's no difference. You don't reinvent yourself like Madonna.
No, I don't.
Every like decade or so.
No, I don't.
You've even kill for 20 years now.
I remember we had Brantley Gilbert on our show one time, mm-hmm. and he guessed. He goes, I knew when you grew up. And I said, how do you know that? He goes, the way you're dressed, you were in high school in the 90s, right? And I said, yeah. And that's what I've been with the whole time since then.
Don't you ever want to mix it up a little bit?
No, not really. Really? I'm not trying to attract people.
You just
I'm already
don't care
married.
Anymore. Okay,
I
yeah.
don't care.
Why would you want to be attractive for your wife, right?
That's her
lucky
business,
lady.
Not mine.
Yeah, you're just like I'm not giving up. I'm not trying. You got to mix it up a little bit, buddy.
All right. Well, maybe.
I need a yes.
Maybe instead of a quarter zip, I'll do a half zip.
Ooh, now we're talking. Don't get me excited, Ty. I would love to see any change at all in your.
Don't say you're
going
to get excited. That's weird, man.
Looking forward to seeing that half zip.
It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Mullet Man. Here's Lainey Wilson. Good morning, guys. It's 98.5 The Bull. Daniel, our jackpot at $100. We just got a right answer for the Sound of Moolah. And this sound right here was, in fact, a fidget spinner.
Yeah, I think people were dancing around it. Right before that, somebody guessed a cassette tape. But $400 to Brandy and her daughter. So pretty big news here. I found a TikTok the other day, Tig. You're a fan of history, right? Mm-hmm. You know how old the founding fathers were when they wrote the Declaration of Independence?
All right, since you're asking me this, And, you know, we all see the movies of the Founding Fathers and Ben Franklin and all that. They look like they're 90, but...
When I close my eyes and think about these Founding Fathers, I'm thinking 40s, 50s, 60s, right? What are your thoughts? What are you thinking?
Well, now that you're putting me on the spot, it must be like a trick question.
Not a trick. I mean, I just... Were they late 20s, early 30s? Here from TikTok, a lady named Isabel Brown. If I can get some audio play.
You got it.
Hey, so you've been lied to about this. Our founding fathers were not old, contrary to our current government. Every time I ask students to describe the founding fathers in three words, I hear old white men. But on July 4th, 1776, James Monroe was 18 years old. Aaron Burr was 20. John Marshall was 20. Alexander Hamilton was only 21 years old. Betsy Ross was 24. James Madison was 25. Thomas Jefferson was only 33 on July 4th, 1776.
Can you believe that? I would have never guessed that the founding fathers were 18, early 20s. You know, Betsy Ross, 24. I, in my mind, when I think Betsy Ross, who didn't she sew the American flag?
Was that her?
Was that her? I think so, right? You're the history guy. You tell me.
I just think of those guys as like older and have lived a long life, and so they understand things.
18 years
They're
old.
18 year old.
Ten, like your son is eight. 10 years from now, he would be writing the
Constitution.
Declaration, yeah, of Independence. I mean, that really floored me.
Oh, my God.
I'm really surprised you didn't know this.
It's funny how, like, when you grow up, you think you know, you like you have all this wisdom, but you really don't. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, maybe they did.
I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about me. I thought I would know.
I see.
They were saying, like, you look at Ben Franklin. The guy looks 90. What was he, like, 34?
Thomas Jefferson was 33, and he was the oldest one of the bunch.
Oh, my God.
So I'll be thinking about that all day today.
Yeah. It's 98.5 The Bull with Ty and Daniel. The Sound of Moolah, we reset it at $100. We play it at 9:10 this morning. Right here. 98.5 The Bull with Tig, and good morning to you, Daniel.
I had told you earlier, Tig, that one of my favorite dishes in Tulsa has to be that wedge salad from Tina's Cocktail Lounge. Went there and had it yesterday with your wife, Brittany, and I think me and her are going to start a club for people that like wedge salads.
And a wedge salad is like where they take a head of lettuce and you get like a quarter of it or something?
Yeah. They make a wedge. They put ranch and then some dill on there and bacon and tomatoes. Mm-hmm. Would you like to be a part of this club or probably not? I mean, we're thinking about getting jackets club? And everything. Yeah, wedge salad club. We're going to call it Living on the Wedge or The Wedge Between Us, Wedgetarians, Wedgendary. Do you want to be a part of it or no?
I like how you've thought about this so much.
I thought about it all day yesterday.
It's interesting. Like, I can't think about anything because, you know, when people have kids and they got baseball practice.
Yeah.
But Daniel sits.
Yeah, you can
around.
Never say that you enjoy a wedge salad because you have baseball practice. Daniel, I get where you're saying.
No. Daniel sits around and goes, Wedgetarians.
Living on the wedge.
Living on the wedge. I mean, that kind of time.
You don't?
No, not really. I'm not trying to be, like, dismissive.
Listen, buddy, wedge salad
creative.
Club, are you in or are you in?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Okay. Well, it makes me, like, that's one of my favorite dishes in Tulsa is the wedge salad at Tina's. What is your favorite dish in Tulsa? You know, you don't really talk about food very often.
Well, I have several things I like in Tulsa.
I want to know your favorite. The last thing that you were raved about were the egg rolls at Jack in the Box.
Yeah.
So you're real, like, culinary, real Anthony Bourdain over there.
Those are delicious.
Is that your favorite dish in Tulsa?
No, I would say right near where you live. What's the Irish place called?
Kilkenny's.
And they have, like, a cottage pie. And I'd say probably that's the number one.
You have the taste buds of, like, a 90-year-old man. You're like, oh, my favorite dish is the cottage pie. That's
it
your favorite
bad.
At all of Tulsa?
Huh?
That's your favorite dish in the whole city? Like, there's so many good restaurants around here. And cottage pie would be it.
You put me on the spot, and you made me come up with one thing, and I said that.
How far above the egg rolls at Jack in the Box would you rate the cottage pie?
Yeah, it's close.
What else did you fling a craving on me not too long ago? What was the latest one? Tyke one time told me about how good Wendy's chili was, and then for like a month, all I could think about was Wendy's chili. I think I've moved on from that. What was the latest thing?
The latest thing I told you to eat,
I think it was the egg rolls, yeah.
Yeah, the craving. Did you ever go try the egg rolls at Jack in the Box?
I can't bring myself to go to Jack in the Box.
What do you mean you can't bring yourself? Look at you.
Well, listen, man. I mean, there's so many great restaurants in town. Hey, I am actually. and I can't drive past all these great places around here to go to Jack in the Box for their egg rolls.
They're good. Real good.
Why don't you start an egg roll club?
I could. And we will fight. We'll have wars with the
wedge salad club runs into the egg roll club.
Yeah.
That would be dangerous.
In a back alley.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be the wedge club versus the egg roll club. We'll see what happens.
Well, go try that wedge salad at Tina's, buddy. You won't regret it.
By the way, we have a controversial new sound coming up.
I don't want to hear this sound anymore, to be honest with you.
At 9:10, it's worth $100. The sound of Moolah continues.
Had a shiny little beamer.
Ty, could you do me a favor? I don't want you to play this sound anymore. I don't like it. It makes me uncomfortable.
We have a new sound because somebody guessed the earlier one. And there was some controversy in the office, to be totally honest, about this next sound. Some people thought we should play it.
I don't want it to be played.
Some people thought we should not play it.
I mean, we're going to hear from the FCC if you keep playing this sound. Don't do it.
Well, this will be the inaugural play of it. I've never played this sound before.
Yeah, we played it earlier, right on the air.
Did we?
Yeah, man.
All right.
What happened to you?
Well, I'm in a daze.
I guess so. Go ahead, please. I don't want you to play it, though, but here it goes. This is the new sound of Moolah.
Worth $100. Well, 98.5 The Bull. In 3, 2, 1. One more time. No, that's impossible.
I find it to be awful.
Okay. You know what it is, though.
Oh, yeah.
So that's our sound of Moolah. You want to get into this, Daniel?
Yeah, let's do it. Caller number 9 gets to guess your very first guess on the brand new sound of Moolah, now worth $100, 918-879-9898. What in the world is that new sound?
It's a hard sound. It's 98.5 The Bull. Good luck. Talk to you in a second.
Moolah on 98.5 The Bull.
Well, we got a brand new sound, Tig, and I'll be honest, I don't really care for it. I don't like the way it sounds. Do you like it?
Do you mean because it's gross or not gross?
I just find it to be an offensive sound. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. Would you like to play it one more time for us?
We had big debate at work whether we would even use this sound or not.
Well, hold on. Let me get Ava is on the line with us. Ava, have you heard the sound yet?
Yes.
Do you find it to be gross or what?
Not really.
Not really? All right. Well, play it one more time for Ava, if you don't mind, Tig.
In 3, 2, 1.
What is that?
One more time.
Ava has just gotten to her grandmother's house this morning, and you say your grandmother is making cinnamon rolls. Is that correct?
Yes.
And what's your grandma's name? I gave her a little bit of a shout out.
Janice.
Get Janice to make some noise for us.
Hello.
What are you...
There's Janice.
What kind of cinnamon rolls are you making, Janice?
Just cinnamon rolls with icing.
Okay. What's the occasion? Just having a nice breakfast?
For Ava.
Oh, for Ava. Look at that, Tug.
So Ava might win the sound of Moolah and have cinnamon rolls this morning.
Man, now that is a Monday right there. All right, well, do you want to hear the sound one more time, or are you good to go for your guess?
One more time.
One more time for Janice and Ava, or Janet.
3, 2, 1. Okay.
All right, Ava, you've heard the sound. Are you prepared to guess the sound of Moolah?
Yes.
What is your guess play?
A typewriter.
Is it... A typewriter. Ava, Shannon, I'm sorry, it's not. It's not a typewriter.
Oh, I have choices. Oh, man.
What did your grandma say?
She said a stapler.
Oh, see, y'all trying to get two guesses. Well, that is incorrect. The bad news is you didn't win, but the good news is we'll add $50 to that. It was worth $100. We'll add $50, and tomorrow, beginning at 7:10, we'll have a new total. What will that total be if we add $50 to $100?
$150.
Could you imagine all the cinnamon rolls you could buy with that, Ty?
Infinity.
All the cinnamon rolls.
So here we go. We're back on a Tuesday with $150 for the Sound of Moolah.
What was that? Sound of Moolah returns tomorrow morning with $150. Guys, do me one last favor. Give me three numbers and an animal.
98.5 The Bull.
Perfect.
This morning I got up at 6:01.